morning. It's time for the Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. I hope you had a really nice Labor Day weekend. It's kind of a fall day today. It feels, at least here in Astoria, it's kind of a little bit gray outside, cooler. And we are into meteorological fall, which began on September 1st. So you can see it a little bit in the marine weather forecast. We have, but a little bit about our ship schedule. We have 11 ships coming and going today on the river. In our marine forecast, we have west to northwest winds 5 to 15 knots. And seas are creeping up there in terms of wave height. Seas 5 to 9 feet. 9 feet is just shy of a small craft advisory for hazardous seas. And so as we get into this fall season, you'll start hearing more and more higher seas and more intense winds, which is just part of our fall weather pattern. And you'll see those small craft advisory level winds. And as we get on into the late fall and early winter months, you'll start seeing those warnings on the Columbia River Bar that are where ship traffic is restricted because the conditions are just too difficult. That area at the mouth of the river, very, very dynamic. And as the weather gets bad, it adds into the dynamism of heavy ebb currents and the Pacific Ocean right there. You add the weather into that, and it can make things unsafe out there on the river. That's one of the reasons why there is a marine weather forecast for the Columbia River Bar. And today we're going to be talking about a warning that came out yesterday for today from the National Weather Service about sneaker waves on the beach in our area. This happens every now and then, but I want to remind you about it and to be careful because they can be quite deadly. And at this time of year when the water is exceptionally cold, the wind is starting to get cold, the wind chill factor, and the water is always cold here, but it can represent quite a hazard for people who just want to take a nice walk on the beach. So we'll talk about that warning that is in place for today on the beach from the National Weather Service. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 5 in our Astoria anchorage, and 2 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. First arrival in the river, the Grand Mercury, arriving from Japan, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board. She will probably pass Astoria, probably did around 7:30 this morning, arriving in Portland, at the Port of Portland, maybe around 2 p.m. The Gotland is arriving from South Korea, headed for Longview, probably picking up logs. She'll pass Astoria around 9 a.m., in Longview around 12:30 p.m. The articulated tug and barge, the Sound Reliance, she's a Crowley Maritime-owned vessel, arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. You might see her in Portland by about maybe 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. The El Camino is arriving from Japan, headed for the Crims Island Anchorage, which is on the way to Longview, but not quite there. She's going to be picking up wheat, and she will pass Astoria late, around 11 p.m. Crims Island Anchorage, maybe around 2 a.m. on Wednesday. In our Astoria Anchorage off the downtown waterfront, we have the Irene P., headed for Kalama to pick up wheat around 11 a.m. That will put her in Kalama by about 4 p.m. The Azure is headed for Vancouver from the anchorage to pick up wheat. She'll leave about 8 p.m. That would put her at the Port of Vancouver upriver at about 2 a.m. on Wednesday. And the Lemesos or Lemesos Wind has been out there now going on 3 weeks, I think, sitting in the anchorage awaiting orders. The Bulk Polaris is also there along with the Daria Moti. So sometimes when ships are waiting in the anchorage for a while, they are waiting for their berth to open up if another vessel is in there. Sometimes they're having some kind of problem if they fail an inspection of their cargo holds, for instance. If they're coming in to pick up a food cargo and they had previously had a mineral cargo, they have to completely wash and paint the cargo holds, and then they're inspected by someone from the USDA. I got to go down inside a cargo hold a number of years ago with an inspector from the USDA. It was quite an experience. Those cargo holds are massive. And he went around and with a putty knife and was looking all over the place and inspecting the paint job and making sure that it was up to USDA standards. So that is one of the many things that happens out in the anchorage with these ships that are awaiting orders. I mentioned the Bulk Polaris and the Daria Moti. On our outbounders, the ones that have picked up their cargo, usually that's the case, and are heading downriver and out to sea, the Mount Baker is leaving Longview with logs on board, leaving around 2:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The new Optima is leaving Kalama. Corn, soy, or wheat are the possible cargoes there. Or she could have some of all of those in different cargo holds. Leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Wednesday. Well, sneaker waves. Yesterday, the National Weather Service issued a warning for beaches in our area for sneaker waves. Now, when you're at the beach, you always need to be situationally aware, watching the tides. I'm always talking about the tides with you. I'll tell you about the tides in just a minute. But now today we have another thing that is always a possibility, but today there is an exceptional risk for sneaker waves. Now, a sneaker wave is a colloquial term for a wave, almost like a rogue wave on the beach. You'll be walking along, you see the surf, and all of a sudden one wave will just come out of nowhere and go way, way, way up the beach, possibly engulfing things that are way high up on the beach, like logs and things, and dragging them back out to sea. So this can be a real risk for somebody who is perhaps absentmindedly walking on the beach, enjoying their time, their introspection. People have been dragged out to sea by these waves, and so that is why it is in the. That's why there's a warning for it, because it does represent quite a risk. So I want to talk to you a little bit. So this is from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, some information about the beaches in our areas. Individuals planning to visit the beaches of Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State should educate themselves about naturally occurring hazards at these beaches. One of those is sneaker waves. Sneaker waves can surge high up the beach without warning, catching the inattentive individual off guard. Expect these waves to move with great speed further up the beach than you think is safe. So no place on the beach is too high for this wave to reach. So today might not be your best day to go for a walk, unless you can go to a place where you can look down on the beach, like Cape Disappointment is good, or places in Ecola State Park where you can gaze fondly at the beach from above. So the cold water, also these waves tend to carry a lot of sand and gravel with them, which can deposit in your clothing. So if you're engulfed by one of these waves and you have pockets, you can end up with gravel in your pockets. The upshot is that this kind of wave can really ambush you and make it very difficult for you to resist being dragged out to sea. So, and once you are out there, exposure to the cold water can cause cold water paralysis to set in within minutes, and it makes it harder for you to get out of the water. So all this adds up to this is not your best day to go for a walk on the beach. Now, I was curious about what might be the cause of sneaker waves, and I started researching it a bit and found that I couldn't really find any definitive reason. So this is something that scientists don't really know what causes it, which is why they can't predict it very well. But they do know enough to make some predictions, and that's why it's in this forecast today. So I asked Gordon McCraw, who is our Coast Community Radio meteorologist, and here's what he said. The cause is still being researched so that better warnings can be developed, but it appears that when bands of faster-moving swells from distant storms merge with slower-period waves near the coast, they can grow in size and height. And if you look at a satellite picture of the ocean right now off of our area, currently off to the northwest, there's a strong frontal system, and the surface winds are likely generating some higher swells, and some of these are propagating southeastward, causing sneaker wave concerns. So this is similar to the way rogue waves work, they think, which is that a rogue wave is a wave in the ocean that can suddenly rise many, many feet above the surrounding ambient waves. And so they think that it's sort of a matter of synergy of energy, that there's all this energy in the ocean that is causing these waves. And sometimes the wave energy merges and is all going in the same direction, and it can push a wave way higher than you think. So one other thing for people who are visiting here, this isn't Southern California. The water's not warm here. The beaches are much steeper. There's an awful lot of issues here with water. So one quick thing about tides, low tide around 11 a.m., high tide around 5 p.m. today, low tide around midnight. Just play it safe and maybe don't go for a walk on the beach today until this warning is lifted. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and safe day.